Good afternoon. These hours from noon until 3 p.m. are traditionally the hours on which Jesus hung upon the cross. So we truly enter into this beautifully powerful and sacred time on Good Friday. When I was in the Holy Land, one of the days, I think it was a Friday, we did the Stations of the Cross, but through the streets of Jerusalem. And we went according to custom, according to tradition, the path that Jesus would have made. I mean, some of the buildings had changed over time, but as much as they could, they went according to the original road. And as we're going along through all of these tight streets, you have all of these merchants that are selling goods, food or religious goods, all sorts of stuff. And you would think, perhaps, as we would come through, they would try to be cognitive or respect, you know, the prayer that was taking place. But not at all. They continued to sell. There was loud noises. People would pass by. People would call names. And we would just slowly make our way through these loud, bustling streets. And everyone there could care less what we were doing. And I remember thinking, this is probably how it was for Christ. As he walked the streets carrying that cross, no one cared. Maybe some people would have looked in awe, kind of in some type of interest of what was going on. But after they saw him, they probably just turned away and went about their own business. Meanwhile, he was saving their souls. I think, again, we enter into this time, this sacred, sacred time from 12 until 3 p.m. And for most of the world, nothing's changed. For most of the world, people are busy doing their shopping, being on the internet, just going about their daily event. For most of the world, they will be completely blind and deaf to this sacred time. And yet, Jesus did it for them. I think that's what's so humbling and powerful as we enter into really dwelling upon what Christ has done for us. That he does it knowing that we don't get it. He does it time and time again, knowing how unfaithful we will be. Just briefly, I want you to think in your mind's eye, or in your heart, in your imagination, if you had a magic wand, what would be the one thing you just would wish away from your life? What is that burden, that cross, that thing right now is weighing you down? Just give you a little moment to reflect upon that. Today we say that thing you drew in your mind's eye is good. Now I know that can sound bizarre, but don't we call today Good Friday? And what do we reflect upon today? The most horrendous sin that humanity could ever do, killing God. And yet we say that act is good. Now I think that's so powerful. You look into your own heart, you look into your life, and you say, you know what, this is the one thing, this sin from my past, this event from my past, this relationship, this great anxiety and anxious kind of future event that's going to happen, whatever it is, I just wish it away. Today, Jesus says, nope. Rather, whatever cross that you have in your life right now, it's good. It's good. I think that's a very powerful truth. To know that Jesus enters in to that hell that you're living and redeems it from the inside out. Not taking away, not completely obliterating it, but simply entering deeply into it. I want to share with you just briefly those words from that first reading again. It comes from the prophet Isaiah, and a portion of Isaiah which is called the suffering servant. It's a powerful part of Isaiah that speaks so potently and specifically to Christ. So much so that the Jews, soon after the time of Christ, removed this portion of Isaiah from their scriptures. It was too much glaring in their face that Christ fulfilled it. But listen to it. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, one from whom others hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in no esteem. We accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. By his bruises, we are healed. We, like sheep, have all gone astray. We have all turned to our own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I think you see in there this intimacy that Christ presses in to the hell of our hearts. The hell, those broken places, those memories, that one spot that I wish I could wish away. He takes it to himself. He enters into it. And thereby says, it's good. Now that is the invitation for you and I on Good Friday. To press into those places of your lives that you don't say are good. That you say are terrible. I don't want them. I wish they would just get away. And no, by God's power and his mercy, without in any way taking them away, says they're good. It's good that they are there. It's good that you have experienced that. It's good that that suffering in your heart remains. Because I trust at the end of the day that God is doing great things there. Just like today, in what for all the world seems like a terrible, terrible event, we call Good Friday.